a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Transportation Committee will come to order. Welcome to everyone and those who might happen to be listening over the internet. This would be a really good time to turn your cell phones and computers to the really, really quiet mode. And I would ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Representatives Feikert.
Pass. Here.
Schramp. Bolin.
Here.
Hickey. Kaiser.
Here.
Rasmussen. Rounds.
Here.
Schaefer.
Here.
Schoenbeck, excused. Stalser.
Here.
Werner.
Here.
Duval.
Here.
Virgio, excused. Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
All right. Thank you very much. Would anybody like to move the minutes of the previous meeting? Representative Schremp moved. Representatives Round seconded. Minutes of the previous motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We have a request that if you are going to testify this morning, please sign in at the back and please print as legibly as you can. That is very helpful. You've seen the protocol. The pages are already distributing handouts. If you have handouts that need to be distributed, please ask the pages to do that. I think everybody is wearing a badge who needs to, and if not, this would be a good time to dig out a badge. And would our pages, as soon as they can, please come up and introduce yourself? Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Rachel Evangelisto. I'm from Rapid City. I just got accepted into Duke University, where I will be double majoring in psychology and political science.
Awesome. And our third page this morning.
Hi, my name is Erica Van Huysen. I'm also from New Underwood. I plan on going to Dakota Wesleyan to double major in elementary education and special ed.
Excellent. For the committee's information today, we will take up only House Bill 1113. We have a couple of other bills that technically are below the lines, but we will not take those today. So with that, I will open up testimony on House Bill 1113, an act to repeal and revise certain motor vehicle and boat damage and salvage disclosure requirements. House Bill 1113, are there any proponents? Representative Westra.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the House Transportation Committee. I'm Representative Steve Westra from District 13, and I'm pleased to come before you today with House Bill 1113 for your consideration. As was mentioned, this is an act to repeal and revise certain motor vehicle and boat damage and salvage disclosure requirements. And I want to talk a little bit about this. The issue contained in this bill is the state's damage disclosure statutes. Now, currently, when a vehicle or a boat sustains damage in excess of $5,000, the title for that vehicle becomes branded. This brand causes devaluation in the vehicle, even though the damage may have been caused by hail, may have been caused by a pheasant coming out of the ditch and going into the front grill of a vehicle, a deer strike, or some other cosmetically repairable damage. I want to point out, before I go any further, that we are the only state in the area that does do a damage disclosure with regards to branding the title. Now, how I got involved in this is a two-part situation. First of all, this happened in our family years ago, where my wife and I had just purchased a new vehicle, and my wife was in an accident where the vehicle got tapped. And I say that because there was what happened was another vehicle bumped into her car, and what happened was there was no damage to the vehicle whatsoever. The bumper, anything, didn't even need to be buffed out. But when that vehicle bumped her car, it set off the airbags. And when the airbags went off, and on the passenger side, when that airbag went off, it also smashed the front windshield of the vehicle. And so because of that, we had to put two new airbags in the car and put a new windshield in the car, and we ended up having to brand the title with a damage disclosure. And where you really get hurt on that is two parts, because when you go back to trade that vehicle in a dealership, the dealership, you have to declare the amount of damage that was done to the vehicle. And at that time, when it happened to my wife's car, the amount was $3,000. Well, it cost more than $3,000 to redo the airbags and put a new windshield on the front of that car. What brings me today as well is this summer earlier in the city of Sioux Falls, we had several very serious hailstorms that went through the city. And I've had many, many people contact me with regards to that because of the fact that in getting their cars repaired, they had in excess of $5,000 worth of damage. And because of that, they now have to have a branded title with a damage disclosure placed on that vehicle. And that hurts them, again, because when they go to trade that vehicle in, the dealership will dramatically reduce the value of that vehicle because it is now branded. I want to point out to all of you here in the House Transportation Committee that, you know, this is this bill is a fix for the South Dakota damage disclosure laws. And the damage disclosure laws were first codified in 1988 with a damage dollar declaration in the amount of $1,000. In 1992, we increased that dollar amount to $2,000. Again, in 1999, we increased it to $3,000. And in 2003, we increased it again to $5,000. And what I hope you're all seeing by now is that you're getting the indication that we've been chasing a fix to this law for over 25 years. I think it's time that we have a permanent fix with it. I'm going to turn it over to Myron Rao, who's with the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association, to have him come forward and explain it in even greater detail. But I would appreciate your favorable vote, and I will stand by for questions from the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. For the proponents, Mr. Rao.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the House Transportation Committee. Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. And it is with great pleasure I come to you this morning about this bill. I've been carrying this and the fixes, and we've been working on this so many years, it's time to finally find a solution, and that this bill is that solution. You've got a lot of handouts that were given to you this morning. I'll refer to them, but I don't expect to spend a lot of time on those handouts, but it's something you maybe want to look at in the future. Our current damage disclosure law, in my opinion, doesn't protect consumers. It rather it gives them a false sense of information about an automobile or boat they're buying. Whether the disclosure is $1,000 or $5,000, it doesn't tell the buyer what actually happened to the vehicle. For instance, $5,000 or more needs to be disclosed. Wouldn't you rather know if the damage was hail or interaction with an animal or interaction with another motor vehicle? Like I say, it gives you a false sense of security. And I'm going to use an example. I lease my vehicles, my company vehicles. Two vehicles ago, I was driving a Ford Flex. I was parked at Riddle's Jewelry in parking lot in Sioux Falls. Yes, I was buying something for my wife. I knew that answer question would come up. Anyway, while I'm paying, my back's to the window, back to where my vehicle's parked. And the lady that's taking the money says to me, "Myron, isn't that your car out front?" And I look, and it's sitting at a 45-degree angle in the parking lot. Someone came off the, and if you know where Riddle's Jewelry is, at 41st and Louise, the busiest intersection in South Dakota. Somebody came off Louise at a high rate of speed, way too fast, and couldn't make the corner, and there's a little retaining wall in front of Riddle's Jewelry, actually launched that vehicle into the side of my Ford Flex. The bottom of the bumper was at the top of the hood of that car. It had 8,000 miles on it. Over $15,000 damage. I took it to a Ford body shop, Ford store to get it fixed. Never was the same. Now, when I signed the title, I said $5,000 or more. Wouldn't you rather know that it interacted with another vehicle and was pretty much totaled? Again, everybody gets that false sense, and if you really want to have put it in somebody's hands that's trying to sell you that car and say, oh, the guy just hit a deer, you know, it's pretty easy to hide it. So what we're proposing today is a lot of things. First of all, another thing that's a problem with this law is that we only require disclosure on vehicles 6 model years old or less. We repeal this thing. It's going to be everything is going to be disclosed every time. Current technology provides a much better and more transparent solution. And the best way to say this is private business today has a replacement, a disclosure replacement system that is much better and much more transparent and much more inclusive. When it comes to this law, we're all consumers. Dealers, they take trades, so they're a consumer. Body shops are encouraged to make inferior repairs just to keep that number down so they don't have to brand the title. Auction markets are losing auction cars to out-of-state auctions, and an example of that is, and it was Lamb Motor Company at Oneida recently took a Jeep in on trade that had a disclosure, branded title. The franchise dealers don't want them on their lot, so they immediately haul them to an auction. Lambs did not haul it to an auction in South Dakota. In other words, keep the business here. They hauled it to Minnesota because it didn't need to be disclosed in Minnesota. So we're losing business there too. Insurance companies are trying to, they have to pay diminished value. And car buyers do not have the full history that they really should have. There are several vendors available on the internet that provide vehicle history reports, not only on damage, but vehicle maintenance. And that's why I gave you items 1 through 4. I ran 2 with AutoCheck and 2 with Carfax. You can look at them at your leisure. Number 1 and number 3 are damaged vehicles. 2 and 4 are non-damaged vehicles. I just wanted you to be able to see what the report looks like. This system is much more transparent and is not limited. These reports are routinely used by dealers today, and in fact, most customers today demand it when they come in to buy a used car. These vendors purchase accidents data from states, damage information from insurance companies, damage information from the United States Department of Justice, and service information from auto manufacturers and major service centers. So again, if you look, you'll see that there's even oil change information on some of these reports, and they vary. And I'm not trying to advocate one over the other. That's why I gave you 2, but there are about 8 that do it. By passing House Bill 1113, we're removing a cumbersome and antiquated law that is currently a financial burden on all of us. At the same time, we're retaining our salvage title statutes. In fact, we're lengthening the time period for salvage vehicles to get a salvage branded title from 6 to 10 years. The 10-year time period is consistent with federal odometer reporting requirements, and that's why we landed on that number. House Bill 1113 is also retaining dealer posting requirements. So if you look deep into the bill, especially the administrative rules in the last few pages, the reason that stayed is because today, if we have a damaged vehicle and we know about it, we have to put a sticker in the window so that somebody walking through the lot knows that there's been damage to that vehicle. We will continue to do that with the ones that are branded. They'll be branded for life. We can't clean up those old titles. So if you have a brand on a vehicle today, it's going to be there forever. However, the declaration and our posting of that sticker needs to stay for several reasons. Number one, if we have an old damaged vehicle, or we run one of these history reports from a vehicle that's coming in from some other state, again, we want people to know that there's damage on that vehicle that needs to be looked into further. Going forward, dealers are planning to work with the South Dakota Division of Motor Vehicles to launch an awareness and education program that highlights South Dakota DMV's sdcars.org, and that's item number 5. I'd like you to take a look at that if you would. That's an actual screenshot of sdcars.org, you can see where you can register your vehicle there, and you can do a lot of different things. But up on the right-hand corner, there's a tab that says vehiclehistory.gov. And that's what we want to encourage. If you click on vehiclehistory.gov, it takes you to the NMVDIS website. And I'm going to tell you what that is because I hate acronyms. It's National Motor Vehicle Title Information System. That's what NMVDIS stands for. That is maintained by the United States Department of Justice. And the reason that it was created was because of flood cars like Katrina and other places. That information must be, by federal law, given to NMVDIS. So that data is very important that it becomes part of that history. So anyway, we intend to do, and I gave you a shot, number six is the screenshot of the U.S. Department of Justice site, by the way. So if you click on the link there that says run a vehicle history report, it takes you, opens up another window that scrolls through the different vendors that provide these reports, and you can choose whichever one you want to use. We've been chasing a fix to this law, as Representative Wester said, for 25 years, and it's time to fix it. And I'm just going to tell you briefly the history in the last 2 years. I've had this bill in my portfolio since January 13. I had some resistance from insurers at that time. We backed away. In 14, we backed away because the independent auto dealers wanted to tweak it some, so we held off again. After the angry call from Representative Westra, I no longer could stalemate. So it was time. And you know how it is with legislation. Timing is sometimes everything. On May 9th of last year, I had all the players in the room at my office in Sioux Falls, and I'm talking about the Body Association, the Body Shop Association, the recyclers, the auction markets, the used car dealers, and the new car dealers. And we all agreed that this was the bill. And so this has been a long time coming. We've been fighting about this all these years. Anybody that's been in this body, like Representative Feichert or others, Representative Shrimp, you know the wars we've gone through. We finally got beyond that. So timing is right. It's time to take care of this. And I would really appreciate your support on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rao. Further proponent testimony, Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. I, too, have been contacted by some body shops in my district about getting some things changed, but I have a couple personal stories to tell about this. This year, we had the opportunity to meet two... Yes, it is. Okay. Had the opportunity to meet two of the four-legged friends that we have running around, one with an Escalade and one with a Dodge pickup. And all it was hood and fenders and grills and bumpers and all this good stuff. And the Escalade was like $9,000, and the Dodge pickup was $6,000. So, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the vehicles, but yet it will be on those titles forever, and we'll get dinged for it. And they look better than new now that we got them fixed, but it just doesn't make any difference. So I am totally in support of what we're doing here, and I think it's a good idea and been a long time coming. So thank you.
Before you flee, would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, Representative Lee Qualm from District 21.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. Bob Ryder. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Independent Auto Dealers. And you heard Mr. Rao's presentation. Perhaps no other group has fought harder to protect damage disclosure laws than we have in the past few years, in the past many years, actually. But we do support 1113, which will repeal the current damage disclosure, and also, as Myron suggested, makes updates that we think are needed to the salvage law. Through the past years, often our group was one of the few that was defending the merits of the law. We always felt that the buyer's interests were superior to the seller's, and that we wanted to protect the buyer, who is the ultimate driver. But House Bill 1113 is consistent with supporting the buyer's right to know. When you look back, and I can do that because I have the luxury of years, but technology improvements compared 1988 to now. In 1988, the fax was like the new technology. Today, the Internet, frankly, has made the damage disclosure law obsolete. Consumers, as Myron showed you on the documents, have new and better ways to obtain vehicle history information. He shared those with you. Also, there is the National Motor Vehicle Title Information System, a site administered by state DMVs, which provides information. So there is perhaps even more information out there than the average purchaser needs. So you can pick and choose what you want. Myron described the process. It's important to know, as has been suggested, that often when people come together who have a vested interest in laws, if they work hard and if they acknowledge that the times have changed, they can reach a solution. Myron spoke of meetings. There was actually a meeting in 2013 where there were four used car dealers, four new car dealers that sat down and got together. Since then, there's been discussions not only with the new car dealers, but the Division of Motor Vehicles, insurance representatives, whom you'll hear from, and all these others to find this solution. And there's a consensus now on what was a particularly divisive issue, and the consensus is in House Bill 1113. So you know, and perhaps just to affirm that we did our due diligence with our members. I mean, we shared this at the convention. The information was out there. Everyone has come together, and they all acknowledge that this is appropriate. And these are the same members who previously had come to peer and oppose efforts to modify the law. We're now very well satisfied that 1113 is appropriate. The Internet changed how we advertise, how we buy cars, who we sell cars to, how dealer inventory is financed, and how consumers get financed, but it's also made the damage disclosure obsolete. These better methods that Myron shared with you serve the purpose now. The law served a good purpose during its time where it was necessary, but that time has now passed. And so we hope that you will approve the bill as submitted to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. Further proponent testimony?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Craig Mattson, I'm a registered lobbyist for State Farm Insurance and the South Dakota Insurance Alliance. I'll be speaking for both groups. The laws that exist today, I think, should probably also be called the Lobbyist Employment Act, because it has had enough. I think I've been coming out here for maybe 23 years, something like that, and every year there's been a conversation around it. It seems like there's finally resolution here, and I think it's a very good thing. We have been included in the conversations, and we are very comfortable with this bill as it is today. So I won't duplicate anything that's been said, and I thank you for your attention. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponent testimony?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm David Nauman, lobbyist for the South Dakota Motor Vehicle Recyclers Association. The Motor Vehicle Recycler Association has been active for years and years with the damage disclosure issue, especially the Nordstrom family. In 1997, Art and Marie Nordstrom brought that to the legislature, and it became law in July of 1988. Shannon wished he could be here today, but he had a prior conflict, so he could not make it. But the damage disclosure leveled the playing field, the one that was implemented in 1988, for all consumers to be aware of what was going on with the damaged vehicles and titling. There have been numerous changes over the years, and the bill's been modified, but it still served the consumers of the state with its language. Our group has changed over the years with the automotive landscape. Technical advances have changed, shared, stored information available to sellers and buyers alike. The current landscape titling laws have also changed. The National Motor Vehicle Title System that Mr. Rao referred to earlier is an active tool and is involved in everyday transactions with vehicles. Our group stands firmly behind the principles of the level playing field for consumer protection. South Dakota Motor Vehicle Association Recyclers has been involved in the discussions with all of the players in the automotive community over the past several years. The people involved in those discussions have agreed prior to this session that it's time to change the current laws and consider what is presented today as HB 1113. While the new landscape is not perfect, the advancements and technology for consumer protection are encouraging to our consumers. Disclosure has been modified over numerous times, and it resulted in unintended consequences. As a part of the cooperation prior to the session, we have all learned that the importance of involving all groups in discussion regarding any motor vehicle laws is important. The South Dakota Motor Vehicle Recyclers Association look forward to being involved in the evolution of this new legislation and dealer code. We all always want to make sure that new legislation serves the better good of our consumers and represents the interests of the professional automotive recyclers. We're looking forward to working with the ongoing discussions and are here to support HB 1113 today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nauman. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1113? Proponents? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1113? I don't see anyone stirring. Any opponent testimony? Seeing that, I presume that everybody's happy to waive rebuttal time. We will now move into committee questions. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would have a question for Mr. Rao. If you could bring the bill up, I'm going to ask a specific question on page 5. Madam Chair, may I proceed? On page 5, I'm specifically looking at lines 4 and 5. And I've often wondered if a stolen vehicle is recovered. This is existing language that hasn't been changed for a while. The insurer or self-insurer shall, within 30 days of recovery, inspect the vehicle and apply for a title as follows. I think most insurance companies out there take care of that, but shouldn't some notice of recovery be inserted in there someplace?
Mr. Rao.
Again, you're testing my memory also. Yeah. But I believe that State Farm brought something a few years ago that actually we used to, when a vehicle was stolen, it could be driven around the block and you got a salvage title. So we changed that at that time to go to, that it was stolen, recovered, no damage, whatever. But as far as what you're saying, I suppose we could tweak it again, but there's so many variables when it comes to a stolen. Yeah, it could be stolen for 35 days, and then the recovery period, and then when do you get it back? Because law enforcement's going to hang on to it for a while. And so I'm not sure how to answer the question. I know we tweaked it recently. I only, when I drafted this legislation, made sure there it was consistent with what we were intending to do with House Bill 1113, but I did not think about that.
Any further committee questions? Representative Bowling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the same page, Mr. Rao, on line 18, states the department may, upon written request and receipt of a $5 fee, furnish a person a certified abstract of the title history. My question basically, I brought a resolution in regards to taxes and fees, these type of things. Does that fee, would a $5 fee begin to cover the cost of the item that's mentioned in that line, those lines are 18 and 19?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Rao.
Again, I'll plead ignorance. Sorry. Okay. Representative Bolin, again, it wasn't considered. It may or may not. That would be a question for the DMV. Again, all I did was to make sure I removed the word damage disclosure everywhere that I had to.
Okay.
Follow-up?
No. I'll make a comment later in the discussion.
All right.
Time.
Any Thank further you. Committee questions? Thank you, Mr. Rao. We will close that portion and now move on to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1113. Representative Rounds.
Madam Chair, I would move due pass on House Bill 1113.
It's been moved by Representative Rounds, seconded by Representative Hickey. Due pass on House Bill 1113. Discussion on that. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You heard from some proponents of this bill this morning who've been around this industry for a number of years. I think they all started when they were four or five, because this has been around a long time. I remember when it first came out in the 80s, I was a young fledgling adjuster at the time, and the discussion was we would get cars that were hit pretty hard in the rear end, and they'd be sectioned for repairs, and the factory welds, et cetera, everything would have to be re-welded, and they'd section cars together, and there was no notification to the public. And that's where this kind of all started, damage like that. And over the years, there's been attempts, there's been some cleanup, there's been some changes, there's been attempts for changes. We heard the story from the prime sponsor. I see that a lot in my day-to-day business. I don't mind the hail damage. You know, they're the reason why golf balls have dimples. They go faster, farther. That part doesn't bother me. But when you have the airbags go off, like we heard, there is an issue. And when you can get a group of different interests together like this, between insurance companies, between the new car dealers, used car dealers, the recyclers, the body shops, and you can get together and get a compromise put together, I think it's a good bill. Who knows? We may be addressing some little pieces of this down the road, but we're going the right direction. I'd ask for your support on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Representative Bolin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would agree with the comments of the good representative from Pierre. I would encourage, if there are in a bill like this, if there are fees that are required, that they be set at a level that can compensate, and in other words, cover the cost of that particular item, so that general tax money does not subsidize that particular item in this particular bill. That's not a big thing. I'm not going to offer any amendment, but just a general statement that these fees that are different than taxes should cover the cost of that particular service. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further committee discussion? Seeing none, we have a due pass motion on House Bill 1113, and I would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Fikert.
Pass. Aye.
Schramp.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Hickey.
Aye.
Kaiser.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Stelzer.
Aye.
Werner.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
We have 11 ayes.
All right.
Excused.
Thank you. All right. Guys, are you going to let me bang the gavel, please? House Bill 1113 goes to the floor. Do pass. Consent has been suggested and rejected. So that concludes our business for today. Thank you to everyone who participated. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Fikert, seconded by Schaefer. We are adjourned.